Morning Ireland, 7:10. To Gaza first again, where another 91 people are reported to have been killed by Israeli strikes in the past 24 hours, including 77 people looking for aid, most at the Zikim crossing in northern Gaza. Canada says it will recognise a Palestinian state in September, like Britain, with a lot of conditions. If they do, it will leave the US as the only permanent member of the UN Security Council not to recognise Palestine. All three countries are continuing to provide weapons to Israel. The US Special Envoy to the Middle East, Steve Whitcroft, will arrive in Israel today. Sky News correspondent Sally Lockwood is in Israel and is with us now. Sally, good morning. Thanks for taking our call today.
Hi, Gavin.
Tell us more about this latest visit by Donald Trump's envoy. Why is he coming this time and why now?
Yeah, it's really interesting, isn't it? Steve Witkoff hasn't been to Israel for around 3 months. He was last here when he brokered that hostage deal for the American Eden Alexander, and he hasn't been back since. And so much has happened in that time, and Gaza has reached such a point of desperation in that time. But it's really interesting, isn't it, that we heard Donald Trump in Scotland just a few days ago breaking with Netanyahu's narrative, saying, you know, I see it, you can't fake it, when he was talking about images of starvation. And he said, you know, in typical Donald Trump fashion, rather casually, we're going to be even more involved. And no one obviously knew what that meant. But here we are now, just days later, his envoy arriving into Israel for the first time in months. And there is pressure on Donald Trump, not just from the international community to do more, but from his MAGA base, there's a small contingent of his MAGA base. Let's face it, it's not the majority, but they are becoming more and more vocal. And when you've got right-wing podcasters talking about Gaza in outrage, and you've got one of his biggest supporters in Congress, Marjorie Taylor Greene, calling it a genocide in Gaza, you know, and Fox News is now streaming these images, you know, this is what Donald Trump listens to. So it's a little surprise that his envoy has arrived or is arriving in Israel today. And as we understand it, Israeli media is reporting that he will actually potentially visit an aid center in Gaza. Now, I mean, no one expects Steve Witkoff to see
he's going
the
to go
true
to Gaza.
Version. Well, look, this is what Israeli media is reporting. It's not confirmed yet. But there are reports that he will be visiting an aid distribution site in Gaza. Now, I'm sure he will see a very sanitized version of the videos that I receive on my mobile phone from our colleagues in Gaza. That said, it will be an incredible departure if that does happen. And what we will all be waiting to hear and waiting to see is what message Steve Witkoff takes back to Washington and takes back to the White House after seeing Gaza firsthand.
Increasing noise from the US and from other countries about what's happening in Gaza. But is there any substantial change in support for or even sanctions against Israel?
Yeah, that's right. There's a lot of pressure, even inside Israel itself, Gavin. I mean, there are human rights groups now calling, Israeli human rights groups, calling what's happening in Gaza a genocide. There were high-profile public Israeli figures who signed an open letter calling for international sanctions against Israel because they say that's the only thing that will make a difference and stop this war. Pressure is mounting from all around. But I interviewed former Prime Minister Ehud Olmert yesterday. He's been very outspoken in recent months about what's happening in Gaza, absolutely scathing. And he said to me, you know, it's great. He understands why countries like France, the UK, Canada, now Australia, are making the statement in terms of recognition of a Palestinian statehood. He welcomes it. But he said it's complex and, frankly, it won't make any difference. The only person, he said to me, who can stop this war is Donald Trump. And Steve Witkoff needs to go back to him. And Donald Trump needs to summon Netanyahu to the White House. This is what Ehud Olmert said to me yesterday, and say to him, the game is over. Enough is enough. He is the only person who has the power to truly make a difference here. And another point that Ehud Olmert made, which I thought was really interesting, and you know, this is a former Prime Minister of Israel who believed a peace deal was possible 20 years ago and referred to Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas as his partner in peace. He says there's been huge regression on that front under Netanyahu, that Netanyahu is not the man for the job. And if you look at the situation in Gaza, He said, "No one can tell me that we can devastate Iranian nuclear facilities 1,200 miles from the shores of Israel and eliminate people there, and we can't make all the necessary logistical arrangements to provide food for the people of Gaza just 20 kilometres from Israel."
You were talking to people on the streets in Israel for your report on Sky last night, asking them about reports of people in Gaza starving and Britain's conditional support for the state of Palestine. What do they say to you?
Oh, it's a really interesting question, Gavin. You hear these reports and these polls about how a majority of Israelis are against the war now and are waking up to the uncomfortable truth about what is happening in Gaza. But there's still immense support for Benjamin Netanyahu and what is happening in terms of his actions with this war. When you speak to certain conservative groups in Israel, there is still a lot of support for him. And I went out onto the streets of Jerusalem yesterday just to gauge opinion. I couldn't find one person who was critical of what was happening in Gaza. And interestingly, many simply didn't believe what I was saying to them about the images that are coming out of Gaza. They say that it's lies. You know, we're not killing people. We're not starving people. It's Hamas propaganda. And I can't stress enough just the polarization of views here in terms of people just unable to believe what they see and images that for the rest of the world tell the story. We don't need to wait for a formal declaration of famine. The pictures say it all, that there are still a significant group in Israeli society who simply don't believe it.
Where are you? Where is Sky getting its reporting from Gaza now?
So we have an office in Jerusalem. We were also in Amman, in Jordan, just a few days ago on one of those first aid drop flights over Gaza with the Jordanian military. But we also have a team of Palestinian colleagues in Gaza who we trust to send us verified information. And we receive videos and information from them on a daily basis. I woke up to videos this morning and the majority of the pictures we simply can't broadcast because they are too horrific for words. This morning I woke up to videos of two children who'd been killed in a tent overnight in Khan Yunis. Last night I received videos of dozens and dozens of casualties, dead bodies and injured people at Al-Shifa Hospital, the hospital completely overrun with people who'd been reportedly injured and killed at waiting for aid distribution. And, we've seen those reports elsewhere. Haaretz, the Israeli newspaper, is also reporting that this morning that this big crowd was waiting at the Zakim crossing, which is the main entry point for humanitarian aid into northern Gaza. And this is where all these people were injured and killed. The IDF have said that none of those deaths were related to IDF action. The same story that we hear time and time again when it comes to these horrendous incidents. And they're not stopping. And something I should also say is that, Benjamin Netanyahu announced these new humanitarian measures just a few days ago after he bowed to international pressure and criticism, announcing these humanitarian pauses and these drops of aid. It's really making no difference. If you speak to people on the ground in Gaza, the aid drops are actually making the situation even more dangerous. Not only do they hardly get any aid in, you can carry one ton of aid per parachute. So an aircraft is carrying around 8 tons. A lorry can carry more than twice that by road. So they're not getting enough aid in. And also it's making the situation increasingly dangerous because there are gangs now controlling the aid when it drops and really fighting people to get to it. And then in terms of these humanitarian pauses, you see these lorries going in to the border area, more aid trucks going in. Well, they're not getting through. That's just one part of the border process. They're not getting through on the other side. And there's masses of essential emergency nutrition at the border that is just not getting to the people that need it. Okay. And this is a third of the population that haven't eaten for several days. There is no time to waste.
Sally, thank you. That's Sally Lockwood, Sky News correspondent in Israel this morning, 20 past 7.